Welcome back into Hawks Huddle episode 20 here. It's hard to believe episode 20, but Jacqueline Kula and Mark Haskinet joining you here. We thank you for everybody watching on YouTube and listening on Radio Laurier. This is going to be our last show on Radio Laurier, and we will go right to YouTube only starting next week. So we're hoping everybody can follow us on YouTube, drop us a like, subscribe as well, of course. Super important for us. We've talked about that. But Jacqueline, how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, things are busy. We're almost done school. Classes are done today. I actually have my last class for me, at least today. Second year's done. Can't believe it. I honestly, like, this year went by way faster than I thought it would. Honestly, just with everything in the pandemic and staying home, I thought this would be like the slowest year, but I blink and it's over. So the year went by fast. Exams are coming up. I'm excited just to be done, you know?
Flew by. I mean, absolutely flew by this year. And I remember, you know, saying, you know, it's hard to believe that we're on our 20th episode. I remember when we were first starting this up and saying, you know, we're looking forward to 2021 and it's going to be a good year and everything. And, well, we're at a stay-at-home order again.
So. Again. Yep. No, things are not looking great for, you know, the world, but for the podcast and for school, it's been good. I can't believe it's 20 episodes. I think things have happened this year for us. Like, you know, going back in the year kind of sucked, but for this podcast, I feel like we've accomplished so much than like we thought we were ever gonna, you know, getting these unreal guests, getting to 20 episodes without even meeting in person. I don't know if everybody here knows. Mark and I have never met. I have no idea. Like, I don't know how tall you are. I've never shook your hand. Nothing. We've never been in contact. We've only been on Zoom or text. So it's been crazy that we've been able to do 20 episodes on Zoom. Thankful for Zoom and for technology. This is all great. So I'm happy that we were able to do this even without, you know, actually meeting, like being with each other. Yeah,
for sure. We're hoping for things to clear up and then maybe we can be in studio next year and as we continue to host this. But no, it's been a great experience and we want to put that thank you to everybody who watches us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like we say, drop a like and subscribe for sure as well. For today, we're going to do a little bit of talk about the draft off the top of the show here. We're 3 weeks away, 21 days away from the draft. And then we're going to get a little bit into Deshaun Watson. We'll do a quick talk on that. And I think we're going to try something a little bit different today, Jacqueline. A little bit of trivia that we'll get to later on in the show. But yeah, let's start it off with the NFL draft. 3 weeks away. The last time we kind of talked about it was with our interview with Jim Trotter a few weeks ago. Since then, there was a big trade. The 49ers moved up to that third overall spot. The Dolphins dropped down. The Eagles dropped down as well. You got to assume for a quarterback, what is San Francisco thinking? They gave up 2 first round picks.
I don't know what they're doing because they're saying that they're staying with Jimmy, but like, I don't see how that's going to happen, but maybe they're not, maybe they're going to draft, you know, a wide receiver, who knows? Like maybe they're going to get Waddle Devonta Smith. Like there's so many big names who aren't quarterbacks this year. So I don't know, but
it just would be an awful lot to give up, right? To get
for a wide receiver,
especially because there's more, like if you don't get Waddle, you could probably stay at 12 and still get maybe one of the other guys like a Smith who falls, or you know one of the other LSU guy Jamar Chase as well too.
So there's some weird things going on, but maybe they are getting a quarterback. I don't know, but where's Jimmy gonna end up? Because Jimmy should be a starting quarterback somewhere.
He should. I agree with you. He definitely should. And that's why I think a lot of people believe San Fran's going to take one of the developmental projects in Trey Lance and then, you know, start Jimmy G and then put Trey Lance in. This never works though, right? It was supposed to be the same thing with many quarterbacks come in and are supposed to sit. They usually never end up sitting.
Well, we saw this with Brett Favre and Rodgers, you know, so is this, but then again, Garoppolo's not a Brett Favre, you know, like he hasn't accomplished enough to become Brett Favre to be, you know, this mentor. So I don't know what they're doing. If I was a Niners fan, I'd be freaking out right now, because like I would not know what to do. Like, they give away so much for this pick. What are they gonna what are they gonna do? And is it gonna work?
Yeah, and I mean that's been the question for the past 2 years. I mean, Jimmy G led the Niners to the Super Bowl. Maybe it wasn't him. You know, they had a great team, good defense, good weapons, but he led the team to the Super Bowl. And it doesn't seem as if San Fran has faith. So I agree with you. He should be a starter, but I'm not too sure where they're going here. But another quarterback got traded to the Jets. It seems like there's no doubt they're going quarterback at number two after trading Sam Darnold the other day.
Yes, Sam's on the Panthers now. Where's Bridgewater? Like, what?
Well, that's a good question too.
But it does seem the Jets are gonna be drafting a quarterback. Who is it gonna be? You know, is it Justin Fields? Is it Zach Wilson? Is it Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Who is a Mac Jones? You know, there's so many big name quarterbacks this year. Like, if you were a wide receiver for the Jets, who would you be, you know, bugging to get?
Yeah, I would probably be wanting. I mean, the guy that I like the most out of them is Wilson, and I think that's who the Jets like the most too. It seems like Zach Wilson is their guy. I don't know if you saw some of his pro day the other week too.
Yeah, I did. Wow, he had a great pro day. Those throws, man, like unreal throws. But then again, it's a pro day, you know, like that doesn't show things. And we saw Fields kind of. I think it was in the game, right? He was playing against injured. Lawrence. Like 6 touchdowns or something. Like, that's the kind of guy I want to see. But then again, you won't know until the NFL, right?
And that was such a great performance by Fields against the guy who's going to go first overall in Trevor Lawrence. At least Jacksonville better.
You hope so, yeah.
3 weeks from now. But it's interesting, though, too, because Zach Wilson, he's from BYU. BYU is a small school. They're not that great of a football school. When was the last time you heard of a BYU quarterback, right?
I don't think I have, yeah.
And it's been interesting, too, because we've seen that in the past couple of years. You look at Mitchell Trubisky. He was from North Carolina, not a big school, really, for football at all. And Daniel Jones, your quarterback from Duke.
From Duke,
don't really see football players from Duke. So it's interesting, and those guys – Daniel Jones, I believe in Daniel Jones a lot. Trubisky seems like he's kind of dropped down. But it's an interesting sort of topic because, playing in BYU is a lot different than playing in Ohio State, where you're facing tougher competition. That's why, you know, you have a great point there. And Justin Fields, man, it seems like that game should have raised his stock up a ton. And to me, it just seems like he keeps dropping. Like I keep hearing Wilson and Lance and Lawrence, all the other quarterbacks, even Jones, above Fields, who had that performance and made it to the national championship game. So I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm really surprised or interested to see what you guys do at 11 as well, because I thought you guys were going to go receiver, and now with getting Kenny Golladay, which you guys did sign. I think we hadn't talked about that since it officially happened.
I don't think so.
But it's interesting because I thought you guys were going to go receiver. Now I'm thinking maybe defense. What do you want?
I'm thinking receiver or tight end, like Kyle Pitts, man. Like, what a pro day he had too. And he's an absolute beast. I for sure want to go for someone on the offense, for someone that Jones can throw to. We got Kenny. That's great. But that's not enough. I think we need, because Ingram, I know he made it to the Pro Bowl, but he's not a star tight end. He dropped too many balls, he cost us so many games too. So I think we should be trading him and then getting Kyle Pitts. I think we can get some big names for Evan. You know, he's a solid tight end. But he just didn't work with our team. He's just not working with our team. I think he's a good player, just maybe not with our system. I think we trade him, then we get Pitts, and I think that can really help us. Or just get another receiver, because there's so many of them in this draft. So
of course, I mean, Kyle Pitts is a freak of nature. I mean, what a beast he is. Any team is going to love him. That's a really bold, kind of like interesting take on your part. I agree with you. Like, Evan Ingram. It's also capitalizing on his value, because you guys could get a lot back for him, like you're saying. Yeah. He's a young, pretty good tight end, but he also, like you're saying, he's made some mistakes with New York. He's been hurt a little bit too. So I agree with you there. I think you're right. more weapons for Daniel Jones is what you guys have to do. You guys drafted an O-lineman fourth overall last year. I think you continue building that offense because the defense is still pretty good and you got defense Williams stacked. Back.
Yeah.
Right. So
we just signed a Dory Jackson as well. Like,
oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. Our team is absolutely stacked. So
yeah,
I think defense, we're just chilling on that side. We're good. Like we have like that 2008-2007 defense again. It looks like that. It looks like our 2016 defense as well. Just the offense is what we need to improve, and then Giants can be a contender.
Yeah, it's got to all come together. I think it's if they do have a good draft this year, they can definitely compete pretty well in the NFC East, even with Dak Prescott back next year. But the draft is 3 weeks away, and we're far, far away from the 2021 season. So no need to make predictions or anything like that there. But hopefully we'll have a guest on in the next couple of weeks, and we'll do mm-hmm. some more sort of draft preview, and stay tuned to our YouTube for that. Just before we get into a little trivia that we're going to kind of do, a little game that we're going to start, I do want to touch on Deshaun Watson. The quarterback's been in the news all offseason, and he continues to be, I think it's at 23 or 24 women have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual assault or inappropriate conduct. And it's kind of getting worse for him. Yesterday, both Nike and Beats by Dre suspended their endorsements for him. Think about how much money he's losing in that sense. But it's like it's a legal fight between the two lawyers right now, and we're not really hearing much. Do you still think a trade can possibly be worked with all of this going on?
You know, I think so many women have come forward about this. That it's very alarming. Yeah. And I feel like it's a very tough thing to talk about for like,
yeah.
And also just in the, this subject and also in sports too, because we have heard of false, you know, accusations, of course, but over 20 people have come forward. It's very alarming. And I honestly think this is the end of his career. Wow. I think so. If this is true, if all these things that he actually did is true, then he should never, you know,
yeah,
be able yeah. to play football. He should be in prison,
no doubt. Yeah,
so it's very alarming and very terrible to see, because I really liked him. I loved watching him play. I was cheering for him, but now it's like there's a lot of people coming forward, so I think this is the end of his career.
Yeah, you're right, it's a touchy topic. If any of this were to be found true, yeah, he will not see the football field again. That's for sure. Coming off of a $160 or $170 million contract last year. It's really interesting because his lawyer, Rusty Hardin, believes that it's blackmail, right? And you know, he thinks that whoever it is, you know, is setting up and trying to harm Deshaun Watson's reputation. He released a statement just actually before we came on, about an hour ago. Watson's attorney actually filed a motion to sue the lawyer who is defending the woman, just because there's no identities released mm-hmm. of the woman yet. So, I mean,
right.
There's a lot of logistics to it, and there's a lot of sort of things going on. If any of it were to be true, he's not going to see the field again. And I don't think a trade can, like, all the talk about.
No.
Because that's what I mean. Like, when we were talking to Jim Trotter 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, he still thinks that he's going to get traded. Mm-hmm. Watson's not going to play for Houston. Well, now we've reached the point of Watson might not even play
in
the NFL again.
Yeah, and football again. Yeah. So, you know, these are things that are, like, we're going to, you know, hear – you know, things to come soon. Hopefully we know what's going to happen, but a lot of things are going to be happening now behind the scenes that we're not going to know. So yeah. It's really just about waiting and, you know, yeah, for just sure. Just
it's that's how it's going to be. Like, there was one thing I saw yesterday too, you know, a statement also came out that Watson put out of 18 or 19 other massage therapists defending him, you know, mm-hmm. saying that they've had encounters with Watson and that everything's been professional. So you have 23 of them accusing him and now another 19 defending him.
Yeah. Like, but they also could have just had better experiences with him, you know, like he exactly. just may have been, just a better person that day or whatever, you know. They just don't know, because, you know, he did these things, you know, in private with these people.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I saw those statements, but I don't think it means anything really to him. Even if, you know, oh, this person was nice, you know, to me, and then you hear about, you know, another terrible thing that they did, right?
Well,
I think it really
whole...
it's like that.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. That's a whole lot of like massage therapists he's interacted with too. Wow. I mean,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Very odd too, that he goes to so many of them too. And then,
so that,
you know,
could also raise sort of an alarm. And then with Nike and Beats, like with the sponsorships and the money's coming in now and taking it away, it's the situation. It's only getting kind of worse for Watson. So, I mean, it's going to be, and like you said, there's nothing really we can do, but just sort of see how this goes on through the next couple months. The Texans seemed like they wanted to hold on to Deshaun. Even if, you know, he wanted to leave, and now they might not even have that choice anymore.
No.
So we will see. But Jacqueline, to end off the show, I've been looking forward to this. This was actually your idea that we were talking about off air a little bit, but definitely looking forward to it. We're going to start doing some kind of games and trivia throughout, especially once we enter kind of a dead area in the NFL when the draft is over. And like we said, we're not going to be on Radio Laurier anymore, so we'll have the benefit of YouTube. So we're going to do a game here today. Each of us is going to have about five players. You're going to do NFC. I'll do AFC. We'll list a couple of facts out from these players and try to see if one of us can guess the player correctly. Now, what I'm thinking, should we give out the position or no, Jacqueline?
I have some where I do say the position.
Is it going to give it away too much?
No, I think, no, I wouldn't think so. I think maybe if like one of us is struggling, I'd say the position. I'd say if more for struggling, I'd say the position.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Are you ready to go here? Let's start it off.
NFL guess who? So should I start?
I'll start. I'll start.
Okay.
I'll start. Yeah. And I'll start with a pretty easy one. This is one that, you should get. It's going to get trickier. Don't worry. But this one should be okay. He ran the fastest 40-yard dash at the combine. And he's a new member of the Giants.
Saquon Barkley?
No. So he ran a 4.22. He wasn't drafted by the Giants, but he ran a 4.22 at the combine. He's a wide receiver, drafted in the
Kenny
top
Golladay?
10 in 2017.
Top 10. Is it Kenny?
No.
Top 10.
Not Kenny. He did play for the Bengals.
Oh my gosh. John Ross, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of worked through it there.
You got me there. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm starting off bad. I'm starting off really, really bad. I honestly totally forgot we signed him until you said Bengals. I'm thinking, like, who ran, like, Saquon didn't run that fast of a dash, and neither did Kenny. And then you said top 10. I'm like, yeah, someone went top 10 who's like not like a star yet. So I'm singing that too. Okay.
And Ross is definitely, exactly. And that's the thing, right? That's why that can be a little tricky, because Ross is definitely not a star. You guys
know. So yeah.
$1.5 million on a 1-year deal.
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird, it was a good one right there.
All right, what do you got?
All right, so let's do a current player. All right. He plays in the NFC South. He was drafted in 2011, and he's a two-time NFL receiving yards leader in 2015 and 2018.
That's got to be Julio Jones, right?
Yeah. You got it.
For sure.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, yes. That one. Okay, so I'd probably give mine like half points. I give myself like a 0.5, and you get a 1 point.
We're going to have a tracker up here.
We'll do that.
Got score. We got to make sure we're keeping score here. We'll give you 0.5 maybe there. Sure. We'll give you 0.5. All right. I'll jump into another one here. This is not a current player, but he only retired last year. So he's not too out of date. It's a tough one, though. It's definitely a tougher one. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler. He had over 100 sacks. The only two players from 2010 to 2020 to have more sacks than him were Chandler Jones and J.J. Watt. This guy also played in the CFL for the BC Lions before coming to the NFL, and then he played for Miami in the NFL.
Cameron Wake?
There you go. See, that's what I mean. I think if we give, and that's, you got the players after I said Miami and then Bengals, so maybe the team kind of gives it away a little too much.
A little bit. I think, well, right.
You got that. You got that.
When you said he played in the CFL, it was like in my head, Wake, and then right when you said Miami. I didn't know that he retired.
He did, yeah.
I didn't know that. Or
I think he retired, or he still might be a free agent, but he hasn't played since 2019.
Oh my god. So. Okay, so I got that one. Okay, good. Yeah. Let's do a retired player. So this player was drafted in 1981.
Wow.
He played most of his career in a city in California.
Okay.
And he's a 10-time Pro Bowler.
Wow.
Yeah, this one's a little tougher, maybe. I don't know. You should get this one.
And he was drafted in 1981, right?
Yes. In 1981.
Okay. Is he Ronnie Lott?
Yep.
Yeah, is that Ronnie Lott? Okay.
Our former guest, we had him on. If you guys haven't checked out that episode, go check it out as well. But yeah, Ronnie Lott, he's a 10-time Pro Bowler, Hall of Famer. Perfect. Played, you know, in San Fran for most of his career, which is in California. Okay, go on.
That's kind of, I know, I was thinking like, you know, San Fran, LA, but then I was thinking more because you just said city. So I was thinking, all right, USC, like, because that's at the college he went to and stuff too, right? So. All right. If you want to go really back, far back, I can go far back here. This guy was drafted first overall in 1969. Okay. He was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh God.
A former MVP. This guy's pretty damn good. Okay. He's a member of the 1970s all decade team, the 75th and 100th, all time anniversary team, not Joe Namath. I have one more clue, but it would give it away.
So 1969,
a running back.
Okay, a running back. It's not Walter Payton, right?
No.
I'm trying to Barry Sanders.
No.
No, that's so 69.
This guy is. This might give it away, but this guy's a lot more notable for his off-field stuff than his on-field stuff. But he was a hell of a player too.
Off-field. He's played in 1960. He drafted in 1969.
Juice.
Who is it? Wait, no, don't tell me. Hold on. Juice, he said? It? No, Juice. No. I gotta get
a big I don't wanna give up too much, you know?
I know, I don't want you to. 69. I'm
a white Bronco. Car chase.
Oh, OJ Simpson.
Yes, that's a tricky.
I was totally like, it's so funny because like I don't even think of him as a football player. I know he was like one of the best that we've seen. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that was I'm thinking like off field, of course. Oh yeah, like course. That's how most people know him, is because of his off field.
Exactly, and that's what I was gonna say, right? Like most people. You're right. Like most people don't associate him with the Bills or the NFL. They associate him with his trials and with the car chase.
Exactly. The car chase. I think that's how I got it with the
car chase. But no, there we go. You'll get that point there.
I got that one. Okay. That point fine. There. Yeah. Fine. All right.
What do you got?
Let's do, I feel like mine are kind of easy. Let's do a retired player. You might get this one. He was drafted in 1989.
Ooh.
He played for the same team his entire career. Ooh. I'm not going to tell you his position, but he's a 6-time Pro Bowler.
Okay. Drafted in 1989, six-time Pro Bowler for the same team. Wow. His whole career. Whew. I am going to go with one of those running backs that you mentioned, actually. This might be Barry Sanders or something, maybe. Nope.
It's not. It's not a running back. I'll tell you that.
No. 1989. Yeah, that's kind of getting back there. I feel like I'm gonna need at least one more clue, like either the team or a position or a different fact. Or if you got another fact there.
I'm trying to think what else I can, because the ones I wrote down are just like, they're gonna give it away.
They're gonna give it away. I know, it's like that. Six-time Pro Bowler, 1989.
He played in the NFC East.
Okay.
Yeah, that might give you some help.
See, because like it really can't be Lawrence Taylor, because he had more than six Pro Bowls. You know, it can't be who are some of these other guys? Some of maybe the Cowboys legends. Is it someone on the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Irvin?
Nope.
Oh. Emmitt Smith was only a six-time Pro Bowler.
Not Emmitt Smith. But this guy, it's weird that he is a six-time Pro Bowler, because you would think he has won more.
Wow. So is it Aikman then?
Yeah, it's Aikman.
Wow. Okay. All right. Aikman, I don't know if I get the full point there. But
I don't think you do. I'll give you a 0.5. I might give you like a 0.2.
Yeah. Because
you went through Smith. You went from Michael. So yeah, I thought you were going to, I think if I said quarterback, it would have given away right away. Also, for everybody listening and watching, you guys should play as well. You know, you guys can, if we're being too fast, just pause and think of who we're talking about and comment down, you know, who you think it is at that time. And then you can comment back and like, oh, it was actually this person. But no, that one was.
Yeah, I didn't. That one was tough. Yeah, that one kind of got me. I didn't think Aikman was drafted in 89 because they got to the Super Bowl in 91. So, like, I didn't think it was, like, that quick. Right. Aikman was winning. But, man, oh, man, he was good. All right, we got two more each here, right, I think?
Yeah. We got
all right, let's keep rolling. Yeah, like Jacqueline said, if you guys definitely can be playing from home here, if you're listening, pause and sort of think about it. Mm-hmm. I got the first overall pick, another first overall pick.
Okay.
This time a little more recent. He is retired, but from 2007. This guy only played about two seasons, not even two seasons in the NFL. And he had five more interceptions than he did touchdown passes.
DeMarcus,
got to get the name.
DeMarcus Russell. Yeah, DeMarcus Russell. You got it.
That's a little bit more of an easier one.
That was a little bit easier.
One of the biggest draft busts in NFL history.
It's so sad. I feel sad.
Here's the one thing I do want to mention about that draft, mm-hmm. just because when I was kind of looking at his stats like a little bit ago, the guys drafted after DeMarcus Russell, Calvin Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, and Patrick Willis. Those are five Hall of Famers.
Wow.
And the Raiders drafted a guy who didn't even play 2 years for them because he was like 300 pounds when he showed up at camp.
Right. That is, that hurts, man. Like, I feel like who was picked before Mahomes? Like, wasn't Trubisky picked before Mahomes? Yes. Like, I go back and think of that, you know, like that they could have had Mahomes and they would have had two Super Bowls by now.
It's crazy.
That is too bad. But wow, it was 2007 already. That's crazy.
I know.
2007. I know. Wow. So I'm going to do a current player. He, let's play a position. He was drafted in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play in the NFC North, and he recently signed with a team somewhere else in the NFC.
Okay.
He plays somewhere on the offense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play in the NFC North. Oh, Kenny Golladay?
Nope.
Well, he played in the NFC North, sorry, right? You said?
He used to play in the North. Now he plays in the East. You're getting close though.
Yeah, that's that's kind of a tough one. You got something else for me there? Without giving it away. Let me think here. Let me think for a second.
I think what I can tell you that won't be giving it away. Right. He catches the ball. He catches the ball.
Okay.
And he also,
Trubisky, but he went to the Bills. That's not in the NFC. I was thinking Allen Robinson, but he stayed with the Bears. A wide receiver, you say he catches, or a tight end, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, fine.
Is it Jimmy Graham?
Nope. He's a tight end. I'll tell you that.
Oh my goodness. Tight end.
He was pretty like beloved where he was. He was a pretty solid player. I think he's made it to a Pro Bowl or two. But like he didn't have a great year.
Oh, Kyle Rudolph.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. As you were talking through it, it was getting to me. You're right. Very beloved in Minnesota. Big time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Giants just signed him. Yeah. Huge signing too. I was happy about that. I know we were just talking about tight ends with Pitts and Ingram. And I honestly forgot about Rudolph, but I don't know if I want him as my starter, but I do like him as, you know, backup tight end or just, you know, anywhere really on that field.
That's a good point. I totally forgot about Kyle Rudolph coming, joining you guys in New York. Yeah. That's a really good point. That's a good, you kind of had me there too. This is the last one that I got. I want to give you as little as I can because this guy's pretty popular. Okay. He doesn't play anymore.
Okay.
But I think if I say Heisman Trophy, that's not going to give it away. So he won the Heisman Trophy.
Won the Heisman.
And he won the Heisman Trophy. He doesn't play anymore.
Johnny Manziel.
Close.
That's close.
He doesn't play anymore.
Did he retire because of age or he retired because of skill?
He retired because of not having the skill.
It's not Johnny Manziel.
It's very similar. Think about a different Johnny Manziel a few years before Manziel. This guy was drafted in 2011 in the first round. He was a Heisman Trophy.
Josh Gordon? No.
No.
First rounder. 2011, you said. Okay, so it was about 10 years ago. Oh my gosh, this one's tough.
Because once I say this, like you'll probably.
I really got to think about this. 2011, Heisman winner. When did he retire? Can I ask you that?
Few years back. I don't know exactly. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago. He's definitely been out of it for a while. And he's got one really, really notable game and one really, really notable move. Like, you know how Kaepernick would always dab.
This guy RG3?
Had no. something else he would do. It's not RG3. That's a good guess, though, too.
That is a good one.
You're close. Yeah. Like, RG3 and Manziel are very similar to this.
Something they would do.
And he's a quarterback.
Okay.
In the MLB, or who played in baseball as well.
Baseball? Wow.
And is the only player in Broncos history to be drafted by the team and win a playoff game.
Only quarterback. Oh my gosh. Of course. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boom.
Oh my gosh. That was a good one. Like, see him too. I forget. Like, I also, but he had like a pretty good career for like one or two seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had those great, but playoff games for the Broncos. Baseball player, he left. He did some baseball with the Mets.
Yeah.
Now he's a broadcaster. Yes, that's a good one. Yours are good. Yours.
A lot of people kind of forget about him.
I forget about him. Like,
I thought that was kind of crazy though too. John Elway and Peyton Manning, they were never drafted by the Denver. So Tim Tebow is the only quarterback drafted by Denver to have won a playoff game, which is pretty wild. Yeah.
That's a good one. See, I would want to end it off with that one, but I do have one more.
Yeah,
exciting. This is a current player. This is like gonna give it away. He was traded. So he was drafted in 2014. He was traded, and nobody knew why he was traded because he's a beast.
Wow.
He was traded a couple years back. And no one really knew why this coach was doing this. It seemed odd to be trading him because he seemed like he was like at the peak of his career.
Wow.
And it's like a couple years back, like maybe like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, he was traded. And he was drafted first rounder 2014.
Wow. Wow, this isn't Jim. This is not Garoppolo, is it?
No,
Garoppolo wasn't a first round pick.
No, I'm trying to think what else I can say without giving it away. I can't really.
He shouldn't have been traded. Eh? Like it was very shocking.
It was
to see him get
weird.
Traded.
It was like it caused like a big uproar in sports and in the NFL, you know, fans and community. I'm sure they talked about it on NFL Network like every day after it happened.
Is it Odell?
Nope, not Odell.
I was thinking
that's a good one because Odell was drafted in 2014 too. That's a good one, but not.
So who
not
was in that year drafted with him? I'm trying to.
Here, I'm going to tell you who else was. I can tell you maybe who else was in that draft. If that helps.
It might.
I can tell you. So this draft here, I'll tell you where's in player selections. So where is he? So a player that went before him is Sammy Watkins, and a player that went after him is Jake Matthews.
Oh,
so he was
my.
Early first round. He's in the top 10.
Yeah, well, because Sammy, I think, went fourth, and this guy would have gone third overall then.
No, he was after Sammy.
He was after Sammy. Wow. Wow.
It's tough, eh?
What's his position?
I think that's going to give it away. Okay, he's been to Pro Bowls. He's been to a couple Pro Bowls. He's like he's a huge name for his position. Should I give something more away?
Yeah, you would have to. Yeah, I need a position.
All right.
Position.
Well, okay. He went to college in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. That gives it away. Yeah, no, Khalil Mack, of course.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. You got him. That was a good one, eh? Wow. I got you there. I really got you there. I think the ones when we thought we were going to, like, it'd be more easy for us, we actually got it wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones that seemed harder, we were able to get, like, pretty more quick.
I know,
but yeah, so that's
wow. Yeah, that was
good.
That got me. Khalil Mack coming out of Buffalo, I think a lot of people would be kind of be tricked by that, like they don't really remember him like in that draft sort of. I didn't, at least,
right?
And that's
then
a good
and
hint.
Being traded with the Raiders into the Bears, like that was one of the craziest trades we've seen in the past decade. Like,
well,
you know, he's at the peak of his career, making Pro Bowls. Didn't he win Defensive Player of the Year the year before or when it happened?
I think
or something?
He won it the first year with, or
right.
Yeah, maybe the year before. Defensive Rookie of the Year, maybe.
Right. And then they trade him away. So, yeah, so that's going to do it, I think, on our episode and on our game. So you guys comment down below. Come to our YouTube Hawks Huddle podcast. Hit that subscribe button. It would mean a lot to us. Also hit that notification bell so that every time we post, it'll pop up on your phone saying Hawks Huddle podcast just uploaded. We have huge guests coming up soon. We have a lot of big plans for this show, even though we're not going to be on Radio Laurier until September. It is right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be September. Probably. We have a lot of big things planned for YouTube. So if you're listening to us right now on Radio Laurier, we thank you for that. But please come and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's only going to be on YouTube for this spring, summer, and then we'll be back in September on YouTube and on the radio. So I'm excited for things that we have planned.
Yeah.
We're going to do some more games too. We got some huge guests, maybe do an episode outside or something, you know. It's like class outside, but podcast outside because the weather's getting nice. So yeah. So, I think that'll do it.
Who knows where we could take this exactly. And, you couldn't have said that any better. Again, forward that. Thank you, everybody who's watched or sorry, not watched, but listened on Radio Laurier all year long. We definitely appreciate it. And if you hadn't seen Brandon Jacobs' interview last week, that was a pretty cool interview. That's up on our YouTube channel. We hope to have a few guests coming up in the next few weeks as the draft quickly approaches. But yeah, no, we thank you everybody for listening. I think I got the better of you in that game, Jacqueline. But
you did. I'm going to give you the win for this week. Okay, for the NFL Guess Who Part 1, Mark gets the win.
Oh, okay, there we go. There we go. All right, my Thursday is made. No, there we go. No, but thank you everybody for watching. We will be back next week to do it all over again. For Jacqueline Kula and Mark Askinet, thank you for watching Hawks Huddle.